Here's a thought I'll title, Where the Mona Lisa Was Painted. And this question comes from an odd anomaly that I've seen in photography my entire life. And that is the average caption under an image in a book, for example, or possibly in a gallery, includes the location where the photograph was made and typically the year that it was made. So it did say something like Yosemite, 1982. Why? Why is it important for the viewer to know when the photograph was made or where it was made? Curiosity might kick in. It might be a spectacular subject, and so seeing a beautiful rock formation like Half Dome, you'd want to know where it is, or maybe it's a particularly pretty waterfall. But there's a little bit of a pernicious consequence of that kind of thinking, and that is that the magic of the photograph comes from the magic of the location. Sometimes I think it's a little bit of bragging, too. That is to say, as a photographer, I'm proud of the fact that I was able to travel to Antarctica or Bhutan or Nepal or Greenland or wherever. So that becomes part of the caption of the photograph. But I'm talking about the connection between the photograph itself, the content, the subject, the feeling, the mood, the expression in the photograph, and its location. It seems like that's a tenuous connection, at least not a necessary connection, for the vast majority of photographs. For some, it's crucial. But for the vast majority, I don't think so. For example, when I consider an image like Edward Weston's Pepper No. 30, do I care where he photographed it? I'm not even sure I care when he photographed it. Maybe the decade might be important because it helps me put it in the context of the history of photography, but a year here or a year there, let alone the day, totally immaterial. Or another example, do I care where Win Bullock's great image, Navigation Without Numbers, was photographed? I don't. And I use a title of this Here's a Thought commentary to illustrate that point. We all know the Mona Lisa. We all know what a fantastic bit of artwork it is, a world-changing painting. But does anybody care where the Mona Lisa was painted? Again, maybe the year might help us put it in the context of the history of Western painting, but the location of where it was painted would seem to be totally immaterial. We don't need to know that information in order to be impressed, bamboozled, wonderstruck by the painting in the Mona Lisa. I don't know that this is a hugely important point, but I do know that it's not a hugely important point for most images that I see that I know that information, but yet it seems to be always there, the location and the date. So I sort of facetiously ask, instead of the date that we photographed the image, which is merely the date we captured it by clicking the shutter, maybe we ought to have the date when it was signed. Wouldn't that seem to be a more important date than the date in which we photographed it, at least from a collector's point of view? But then I start thinking about all the other information that's not included that could be of interesting note. For example, who were we with when we photographed a famous image? Was anybody standing next to Ansel Adams when he did Clearing Winter Storm? Or here's an example that I think does have some importance in looking at a photograph, and that is, how old was Ansel Adams when he made Clearing Winter Storm? How old was he when he photographed it? How old was he when he made a print of it? Those are incredibly important dates, particularly for collectors who are interested in vintage prints and that kind of thing. But most of that information seems to be perfectly irrelevant. As irrelevant, for example, as who the travel agent was who got us to the exotic location we visited to make that really unusual photograph. I think the point I'm trying to make here is maybe we need to think carefully about what information will do the most to connect our viewer with our artistic intent. And if that's location and date we took the picture, then maybe that is an important bit for the caption of the photograph. But maybe there's lots of other information that might be even more important. Maybe no information is important. But I guess what occurs to me is the convention of putting the location and the year we exposed the film or made the raw capture. I guess I just don't see that those dates are universally important in every single image. And then it might be worth our while to think more carefully about that before we just reflexively add that information to every caption for every photograph. Maybe there's other information that's more important that ought to replace the location and the year it was photographed. As a matter of fact, I talked about Pepper number 30 a minute ago. Do you realize that that famous image includes something else in the title that is even more important than the word pepper? And that is number 30. That tells us something about Edward Weston, about his efforts, about his perseverance. And that becomes an incredibly important bit of information, way more important than did he photograph it at Wildcat Hill or at the grocery store.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.